We have also listed some additional useful properties. We're not going to discuss in very, very detail, but they are mostly very obvious. For example, the rank of matrix is equal to number of non-zero single values, and the kernel of A matrix is given by the span of VR plus 1 and so on. And we can also find the image space. And one of the useful properties is the dyadic expansion. That is, every matrix A can be written as a summation of R rank 1 matrix. Now this is sometimes useful, especially in approximation. For example, if you think about it, if all the single values, let's say sigma 1 is the largest one, and all the rest single values very, very small compared to sigma 1, then you could get a good approximation by just taking sigma 1 and U1 V1, the first term. This will save you a lot of memory, and this is actually very useful in data compression. We're not going to talk about it in detail here. And also they actually play a lot of important role in model reduction, also in signal processing. So again, we're not going to go into too detail here. And as we can see very easily, this Frobenius norm is equal to square root of sum of all the single values and so on. And of course, induced two norm is sigma 1 and so on.